Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to be with you again. I have got another very interesting guest for you today. His name is Dennis Miller, and he's going to give you a different take on some of the financial topics we've been discussing of late. And the thing that makes Dennis different is Dennis Miller is a retiree, and he's also an author, and he's written the book Retirement Reboot. How about that? And his website is millersmoney.com. So I would like to welcome Dennis Miller to the program. Welcome, Dennis.
Well, welcome to you as well, David. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I love having you on the program because you're on the other side of the fence. You are where a lot of folks want to be or where they want to be and be in a good place with their retirement. So you can kind of tell them, hey, come on in, the water's fine, or be careful getting in the water because there's some sharks or some stuff you may step on in the water you need to be careful about. So I'm so glad to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. I think there's a third alternative, too, and that is somebody move the water. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you wrote your book, Retirement Reboot, which is on your website, millersmoney.com. You wrote that after your own personal experience, so I want to have you really tell that story that brought you to the point of writing the book.
It was interesting because if one has read Benjamin Graham, The Intelligent Investor, which is a Bible for a lot of people, even though he's been dead for a long time, he talked about a passive investor. And I was the poster child for the first 6 years of my retirement as a passive investor. And I'm sure, David, you remember the old formulas. One of them was 100 minus your age.
Yes.
So if you're retired at 65, you take 100 minus 65, 65% of your nest egg went into fixed instruments. The other 35 went into the market to keep up with inflation. And if you were really conservative, you maybe had a little bit more on the fixed side. I was there and was doing just fine, thank you, and enjoying retirement, having all kinds of free time. And it was shortly after the first TARP bill was passed. And I literally went into my brokerage account in the morning, and I see all this cash in my brokerage account. And it was almost like, honey, did you win the lottery? And tell me. I'm serious. I've never had that much cash in my life. And I thought it was a mistake. And so I click on history, and I very quickly learned that part of the reason the economy wasn't spurred by the TARP bill was the banks were using the money to pay off debt.
Absolutely.
And so what happened was, think about it. I then go, because I had just been using the CD ladder. You'd go out 5 years. Well, you have them call in a 6% CD, and now the best you can get is 2%. And it got to the point where every time one was called in, it's like, honey, we just lost another $200 a month in income. We just lost another $300 a month in income. It was terrifying, okay, because you couldn't replace it. So I went from the poster boy passive investor to a full-throttle active investor because I realized I had my life savings and I had to invest it in enough manner to supplement my Social Security. We were going to have to radically change our lifestyle. And I started by going through, and everybody must have one by the time they're my age, the stack of business cards that you accumulate throughout your career. So I go in my desk and literally, David, I pick up these business cards and the rubber band is so dried out it broke.
Oh, God.
And I go through, and I have three or four people that I've met over the years. And the first thing I did was I called them, the kind of people that you could lean on for advice.
Sure.
And said, I'm a little nervous. You know, I mean, I can get a 2% CD, but the government just passed this TARP bill. Isn't creating all kinds of money what causes inflation? And I'm not so sure I want to go into a 2% CD if this is going to cause inflation.
Right.
And they all said, absolutely. You're right on. Don't do it. And so I basically had to embark upon a learning curve. And not only did I start doing a lot of reading, I started subscribing to a lot of newsletters. And I started writing the authors of the newsletters and saying, guys, you're not relating to seniors. You're not relating mm-hmm. to our problem. Just to give the reader, or your listeners rather, an idea, I did an analysis this morning. When this happened, my income from my investments in CDs was 5 times my Social Security check.
Wow.
Had I been fool enough to stay in CDs at the current 1.2% rate, my interest from my investments would be half of my Social Security check.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Well, I started writing all these newsletters, and I got to know some of these people because I became a pen pal, whether they liked it or not, because I was complaining. And finally, David Galland, who's the managing editor of Casey Research, writes back and says, you're 100% right. We are not addressing the retirees, the baby boomers. Why don't you take it as a project? Well, I never thought about it. What do you want me to do? Well, write a book. Well, what do I write about? Well, by now it's 2011. He says, look at how far you've come in the last 3 years. You know, I've got a good portion of my IRA sitting offshore. I'm invested in 7 different foreign currencies. You know, I've diversified across the board, internationally, into various stocks, into metals. He said, tell them your story.
I love it. I love it. And that's why I wanted to have you on my program, Dennis. Dennis Miller, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, author, and as important, a retiree who is living this and going through it and understanding the things that need to be done to have a secure retirement. The book is Retirement Reboot, millersmoney.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We are back with Dennis Miller, author, retiree. The book is Retirement Reboot, and it's a lot of Dennis's story and things that he thinks make sense, and that's available on his website, millersmoney.com. I got to ask you, Dennis, because I know it's a big issue that a lot of people, including yourself, are thinking about and concerned about, and that is how inflation, I'll say it this way, how inflation now and in the future impacts a retiree.
That's a loaded question.
I know it is. That's why I'm giving it to you.
Well, think about it, David. You see this with your client.
Sure.
If you take our Social Security check, we've had 0, 0, and 1.7% CPI increase over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
This year alone, our Medicare increase was 3 times what the CPI increased with. And it's interesting you talk about it because I started writing articles on my website about how the government is lying to us about inflation. It's not 1.7%. All you have to do is go to the grocery store.
That's exactly right.
And it was interesting because I got tremendous feedback on the articles. People would argue over what the inflation rate is, but I got nary a letter that said they disagreed with the fact I said the government was lying.
Well, you know what, Dennis? A lot of times people will ask me when I'm building a financial plan for them, they'll say, why do you have my income going up so much? I said, because inflation is not going to be 0 or 1%. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
I'll tell you what I did was, having spent in my first career a lot of time in front of an audience, and you know what, I forget what the name of the quiz show is, where if you don't know the answer, you have one of the options of going to the audience, and the audience always gets it right. And I'm sure that if you have a question on the air, by the time, you know, the call-ins come in, one of your listeners is going to have the answer for you. We did a subscriber survey last month and said, okay, what do you think the real inflation rate is? And it was incredible. We gave them one item to click on, and I said, any notes or any comments you might want to make on the bottom, go ahead. I had 95 pages of comments.
Wow.
From my client. The combined rate that our readers said, and this is from all over the world, was 8%.
Wow.
But listen to this. Wow. We didn't go high enough on our survey. 23.6% of our readers said that they thought it was more than 11%.
Holy smokes.
Now, let's relate it back to your industry as well as those of us who are living it. You know, let's go back to another rule. Back in the days when we were conservatively planning, they said plan 6% for yield, because you could always get a 6% CD, and 2% for inflation. And then the next thing is, okay, when you're retired, how much can you take out every year and have your money last? And the answer was 4%. And that was simple. If you had 2% in your nest egg for inflation, you always had your buying power, and you could take out the difference and use it to supplement your Social Security.
It sounds so easy, right? It sounds so easy.
Well, it was. I just plugged it into the Microsoft program 20 years ago, and it said I could live to 125. It wouldn't be a problem. Exactly right.
Easy money.
And And the problem is now, if it's 8%, that means we have to earn 8% to keep up with inflation before we can even start supplementing our Social Security.
And to do that, to stack on top of that, if you still want that 4% withdrawal rate, now you're at a 12% return, and now you are talking about a lot of risk.
Yes, you are. David, with your permission, I had a subscriber send me about a four-sentence paragraph that sums up an entire generation. And this is the best description of the problem I've ever had. If it would be okay with you, I'd like to read it.
Please do, and then after that, we'll take a quick break. Go ahead, Dennis.
That's perfect. Anyone who's been living on Social Security checks since 2000 will tell you the same thing. They cannot live on those checks alone and have depended on interest they receive from their savings accounts or CDs. They cannot do this any longer. They now need to withdraw principal or redeem some CDs just to make ends meet. We're on fixed income with no hope of getting a raise. These people understand the effects of inflation more than any other group. These people live with fear every day, understanding they have little control over their financial future while watching their life savings slowly vanish every year. That's a generation.
It is, and I'm going to say one more thing before we take the break, Dennis. That is exactly right. It's exactly what I hear from people, and it's why it is so, so vital that somebody, anybody listening to this program, gets advice, gets financial planning counsel from somebody that knows what they're doing, because this is a complicated and tricky thing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Quick
break. We'll be right back with Dennis Miller.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, having a very interesting conversation with my guest, Dennis Miller. He's an author, but also very important retiree. He's living it. He's experiencing it. He wrote the book about it, Retirement Reboot. It's available on millersmoney.com. I know we may have already talked about this a little bit, Dennis, but I think it's good to kind of come back to it and give you an opportunity to kind of hit it again or hit a few more points. And that is, what are some of the biggest mistakes that seniors can make when it comes to their finances in retirement?
I think that the biggest mistake, and you probably see it all the time, is what is it about seniors when they retire, they think the money's going to manage itself?
Oh, that's so true. I got to tell you, Dennis, that I've seen people that the money kind of is on autopilot, and it's like, well, it's doing okay, and they have, unfortunately, they have no idea what's going on inside those investments or inside those mutual funds, or they don't know what the fees are, and they think, well, it did okay, or it's kind of in the ballpark, or I think it's all right, or, you know, hey, it's all one big crapshoot anyway, and, you know, that kind of attitude.
Well, and, you know, and even further than that, we have a dear friend who's a widow, and my wife was at lunch recently, and she mentioned that she had a CD mature, and the bank called her and asked her what to do with it. My wife said, what'd you do? And she said, I rolled it for 5 years at 1.2% because the banker said that was a pretty good rate.
Well, what would she expect? I love that question, because what would we expect the banker to say? That's a bad rate, do it.
Well, unfortunately, of course, my wife had to bite her lip.
Yeah.
The real thing is you need some help and you need to be educated. And, you know, with your background, I think you'll agree with one of the philosophies I preach, and that is if you have a financial planner, whether it's a broker or somebody with a fiduciary relationship like you would have with your clients.
Yes, sir.
You are delegating that responsibility to them. But you should never abdicate that responsibility.
You could not be more right, Dennis. I agree 1,000%. It doesn't matter how good the advisor is or how much trust you have in that advisor. You can give them responsibility, but you don't turn a blind eye. And you got to meet with the advisor ongoing. You need to know what's going on. You got to be up to date.
Yeah. And the real issue to me with my peer group is you're going to have to take the job of looking after your money whether you like it or not. And that's getting help. I don't care if it's newsletters, it's reading, whatever it takes. It is now a job, and you better take it because, you know, it's the old joke about when we were young, we used to say, how come there's so much month left at the end of the money? Well, when you're old and you say, how come there's so much life left at the end of the money? David, that's not funny.
I know it's not. And you know what else? If a person who's retired isn't willing to take care of their money or take responsibility for the money ultimately, even though they may have an advisor, they're gonna be parted with that money. It's just not gonna last. And or I know we could spend an entire show talking about the importance of picking a good advisor and not getting scammed, but they've really got to pay attention.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. One more thing you asked about mistakes, in that there's two more things that are new to the game. One is the inflation that we talked about. During the Carter administration, we experienced high inflation, but interest rates went up with it.
Exactly right.
We don't have that. And the second is we have to give a new definition to diversification. You know, well, I've got five mutual funds, I'm diversified. That's not going to cut it.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
Yeah, it isn't. And the reality is we really have to look at things from appreciation, from yield, and from inflation protection in everything we put our money into. And the paradigm has changed, and if we don't change with it, we're going to get in trouble. It's just that simple.
Well, and you know what, Dennis? The paradigm has not only changed, it's also been turned on its head, because it used to be, right, that longevity was celebrated and an exciting thing, and golly, I've got this longevity in my family. What a wonderful thing. And now that longevity comes into conflict with the money and how long it's going to last. So there's a whole other element here of making sure the money's going to last as long as you do.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have a summer home up in Illinois, and I'm a member of a group. We call ourselves the Romeo Club, Retired Old Men Eating Out. And all of them have done very well for themselves. But I am amazed now at how many of them have gone back and now have taken some part-time jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
To supplement their income.
Well, if they're going to want to eat out, they're going to have to do that.
Well, go into any fast food place here in Florida, you're going to see as many gray hairs in there as you do kids these days. You know, people are at least catching on.
And they're not just there for that senior cup of coffee either.
No, yeah. No, you're right.
Well, let's do this, Dennis. One more quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Miller is our guest. He's an author. He's retired. He's telling the story that he has lived himself and what to do in retirement. I love his book. The book is Retirement Reboot, millersmoney.com. We're going to take this quick break and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Miller has been on our program today, and I love his perspective. He's retired, and he has seen a lot with this retirement experience. And so I recommend you go to his website, millersmoney.com. Retirement Reboot is the name of the book. So, Dennis, we got a couple minutes here, about a minute and a half. What would you say, really, kind of some final thoughts to our listeners, those that are retired or maybe, 5 years or so away from retirement?
Well, I'd like to start by saying, because you've been so kind, what we'd like to do is to offer your listeners a free copy of the book, if that would be okay with you.
I think they would love that. That's great.
Okay, now if they'll go to www.millersmoney.com/freebook, they will get a free copy of the book. And the reason we started the newsletter was the book gives us a guideline, but then we started the newsletter because they said to me, Dennis, we've got to show people how to make this transition,
yep.
which is why we have the website and the newsletter. And there's two sides to the website, one where we have investment portfolios and things that are doing very well, and then every Thursday they also get a free newsletter popping in their inbox. So if they'll go to www.millersmoney.com/freebook, they'll get a copy of the free book and the newsletter. And if I were to leave your listeners with one thing, it's while we made the problem sound big, don't get discouraged. There's help out there. You made your nest egg by working hard and adjusting, working hard and working smart. And that's the same skills, in my opinion, that are going to keep us in the game and keep us ahead of the game.
You got it exactly right, Dennis. And no matter where somebody is, there is hope and there are things you can do. It's never too late to have somebody take a look to help you with your money. And I give second opinions all day long, Dennis. People coming in and having me look at what they're doing and tell them if they're on the right track or not. Dennis Miller's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Author and retiree. Mentioned the book earlier, Retirement Reboot, and the website is millersmoney.com. Dennis, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.